Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are live right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast, so you can pose your question or seek direction for the real-life issues you face. So we invite your calls now to 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel, and it intersects with your life every day. Call now, 1-800-677-9377. Now, live from New York, here is Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob Davis and Richard. We're certainly glad to have you with us today. Kevin McCullough is going to be joining us on our broadcast today.
Hi, Kevin.
We have been having wonderful time in New York City right here at the American Bible Society, the Atrium Cafeteria. We have a wonderful live audience. And out there, let's say hello to our listeners all around the country.
That's fun.
So we've been talking about forgiveness today, and I think that is such a powerful topic. It's the number one topic that we address on Basic Gospel. It is where most people struggle in their Christian lives. They struggle with guilt, with shame, with fear, all of those sort of things. I know what that feels like. I struggled with guilt and fear and shame in my life. I bet most of you out there in the atrium have struggled with that at some point to some degree, but there's hope in Jesus Christ. And when Jesus said, "My son, your sins are forgiven," those are some of the most liberating words that we can ever hear. So we wanted to continue that discussion on the broadcast today. If you have questions about that you would like to pose on today's broadcast, we invite you to call right now,
1-800-677-9377.
Thank you, Bob Davis. My memory just went elsewhere.
Yeah, 1-800-677-9377. That's the number to dial.
Well, we are privileged to have on our program today Kevin McCullough. He is the host of the Kevin McCullough Show right here in New York City. He does quite a number of other things. He has one of the biggest listening audiences in the United States today. He is trying to obliterate confusion and to bring clear thinking to people. I love that byline, Kevin, and I think that's why we are kindred spirits in some degree, because with Basic Gospel, we challenge the legalistic thinking that's out there. We try to bring clarity to folks' understanding as far as this Basic Gospel is concerned. It's such an important thing. There's so much confusion and chaos out there. We do really need to get back to the simplicity of the good news of Jesus Christ.
Have you ever noticed that there's a lot of people that like to use a lot of complicated concepts when they talk about God? There's a lot of debates that get started over this portion of theology or that portion of theology, and they like to go into these micro almost micro-intestinal type of things where they're just getting so into the nitty-gritty. And I've always thought, as a public communicator and someone that has a microphone every day, Lord, if you're good enough to give me this microphone, let me just do some simple things. Let me just speak truth a little bit more and examine and just expose some of the stuff that's not true. Not because then people can look at me and go, "Oh, what a powerful thing you're providing us," but so that they're empowered to take that truth and then to use it in their own life with the discernment that clarity brings them to live a simpler, more honest, transparent life before God. Because whether you are a Christian yet or on your way or already or may never be, if you have clarity about who God is, then there's a greater chance that you will grow closer to Him wherever you are at on the pendulum. So that's what we try to do here every day. And it's a real honor to be on your broadcast, Bob. I'm thankful for the invite.
Yeah, well, we're so glad to have you. I know several years ago we decided to change the name of our ministry, and we went to Basic Gospel simply for that very reason, Kevin. We wanted to know that this particular program is there to bring people right back to the basics of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Whenever we struggle in life, usually it's because we've strayed away from some aspect of the basics of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We see that out in the world as well. When the economy tanks, it's usually because we've complicated things and we've strayed away from the foundational issues, right, that have gotten us successful to begin with. And what do strong leaders and wise leaders do at that point? They say, "Let's get back to the basics.
Right.
Let's get back to what brought us there." There's a great story about Vince Lombardi when he took over as head coach of the Green Bay Packers. He started watching this team practice, and he said, oh, my goodness, these guys don't know how to do anything. So one day he yelled at the team, and he said, gather around, guys, gather around. And he stood right there in the center of them, raised up a football, and said, guys, this is a football. He started right with the basics, and he started teaching them from the ground up. And you know what happened with the Green Bay Packers? Won the first two Super Bowls, became title town. Green Bay became title town simply because of Vince Lombardi's focus on the basics of the game. And if we're going to mature in our faith, if we're going to really live out this freedom that we have in Christ, if we're really going to live out this new life that we have in Christ, we need to understand the basics. Because really, what the Christian life is learning how to execute the basics of faith mm-hmm. in the pressures of life. We have an accuser out there who's constantly accusing us. And that's why we struggle with forgiveness, isn't it? Because that accuser can take the things that we've done, can take the things that we've thought, and he can make us feel guilty. And in that guilt, we can start to question the love of God. And that's what we're doing when we're not resting in the finished work of Christ. We're starting to question the love of God, the most basic truth known to man. We learned it as kids. Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. As we grow, life gets a little more complicated. There's more issues. We stray away from that. And when I was in college, I was questioning the love of God to the point I didn't think he could love me at all. That's was my crisis. And finally I had to give up. And it was at that point the grace of God became real to me. But I think it's so important for us to drive people back to the basics. As I like to say, Kevin, and I think you do this quite a bit on your program, I see some of the things that you do. You're trying to lift the hood of the car and look underneath right. and to see what's really going on, to find out what's truth. And you do that not only with theological issues, but with cultural issues and moral issues and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm convinced that there are billions of dollars spent each day to keep us as confused as possible in the culture. And it comes from a variety of places. It comes from the chambers of politics. It comes from the movie studios of the pop culture. It comes from the hallways of academia. Mostly just interweaving themselves into this idea that there isn't a God, that we are kind of on our own, and that the best you can do is the best you can do. And by the way, the best that you can do is probably wrapped somewhere in between what you would like to do at some point in time and what your current lusts are yelling at you to do now. I mean, when you really think about a culture and experience in a country that is divorced from God's presence completely, it's not a pretty picture. And the people that are spending these billions of dollars, that are putting forward bills in Congress, that are coming up with ideas to implement into curriculums into your public schools, they are all of this mindset. God is irrelevant. He's non-existent. It doesn't matter. You quoted the great Vince Lombardi, "This gentleman is a football." There's a football movie that I love. Rudy is the name of it. It's about this little kid that tried to walk onto Notre Dame. But there's this great scene where he goes to the father. He hasn't gotten accepted into Notre Dame yet, and he keeps saying, "Father, is there anything else that I could do?" He goes, "I'm pretty sure you've exhausted all your options. You've done everything you could. So what is it then?" And he turns to him and he goes, "Son, there's only two truths I've learned in my years of theological study. There is a God, and I'm not him." And there's such great comfort in that simple truth, that there is someone outside of me, bigger than me, beyond me, that if I love and know him, I can love and know everything that he intended for me as well.
And that's good news. And that's where the basic gospel delivers us to that point where we're really free to know him, to grow in our knowledge of him. Kevin, one of the things that we talk about a lot on our program is the fact that we live in a new covenant. When Jesus died on a cross, he not only took away our sins, but he ratified this new covenant. As he stood with his disciples at the Last Supper, he raised the cup and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant." That's really what binds us together. And that's what our relationship with God today is governed by.
Right.
It's not that old Mosaic covenant. It's not those Ten Commandments. It's this new covenant that we live under. And one of the promises, there's four major promises, but one of the promises is this, that God remembers our sins no more, and where these have been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifice for sin. So forgiveness, as far as God's economy is concerned, is based on the shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And so we have to rest in the fact that Jesus shed his blood. He shed it one time, and he shed it for all sin. So he's not going to come back and die again for us. And so we have to rest in that. And when we rest in that, that's what enables us to experience the other benefits of this new covenant that we live in today. The fact that we can know God personally. You know, in the old covenant, there was no real personal knowledge of God. There were a few people that kind of rose above.
Had access.
That's
yeah.
Right. The Davids, the Moses, the Abrahams of the world, but everybody else kept their distance from God. They were afraid. They didn't even want to draw close. They wanted Moses to speak to them on God's behalf. But that's not the case in the new covenant, and the forgiveness of God enables us to draw near to God. And when we draw near to God, then we recognize that we are a part of his family, that we truly belong, and that's another promise. We are the people of God. And then we are equipped to carry out internally this new life that we have in Christ. It's a life that is given to us by the Spirit. It's his laws of faith, hope, and love written on our hearts and in our minds. So we become new creatures in Christ. That's why it's so vitally important for us to understand this. This is really basic thinking, basic gospel. And this is where most of the confusion lies, because we try to mix the two. We try to blend the old with the new. We have a lot of folks out there that would say we need to balance grace with law. And that's not how God works. It's always by grace through faith. The balance that Jesus strikes within us is this grace that he works in that is expressed in faith out there to the world. That's the balance of the Christian life. And when we talk about the death, burial, and resurrection, that's where it'll eventually lead us.
Right.
And that's why it's so vitally important for us to hammer this gospel, hammer it, hammer it, hammer it. I know, I think we were talking a little bit ago, Kevin, the fact that we don't hear this gospel message being taught that often from pulpits. And I think one of the reasons is because we're afraid sometimes to teach that. What will people do? And the other thing, we get bored with it. And if you get bored with the gospel message, I can tell you right off the bat, you don't really understand what the gospel message is. Because it's a message you can never...
I would concur with that entirely. And let me just add one other thing. I think that the increasing desire to try to oversimplify sin and God's relationship to it by some in movements that the church has bought into in recent years has also undermined the seriousness of the real gospel. Because the real gospel, the basic gospel, sets one free from sin in every respect. It doesn't tie you to it. That's different than trying to convince people that your sin isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. Sin is more than a mistake. That's what I hear a lot. Yes, I've made a few mistakes along the way. Well, no, sin is something different than that. It is actual rebellion against God. It is saying to God, I'm going to do it my own way, and then living that out. That's what sin is. And we think that there's freedom there, but that's the whole lie. There's no freedom in that approach. Sin controls at that point in time. We become under the control of sin. Only the grace of God can free us from that control and attach us to the love of Christ in such a way that we are now being motivated, compelled, propelled along in this life by the very love of God. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Our special guest today is Kevin McCullough. Let's give him a big round of applause. We do have open lines right now. If you have a question, we would love to hear from you. Bob Davis, do we have any callers on the line today?
Indeed. Let's switch out to Richmond, California. Talk to D.C., listening on our great affiliate, KDIA. Hi, D.C. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Good to hear from you.
My question is, when Judgment Day comes, are we gonna? Which angels are we gonna be judging? The devil angels or God's angels? Which one?
The question, of course, the event, the topic of judging angels in heaven.
Well, that's an interesting question. There were a third of the angelic community that kind of fell with Satan. Their judgment has already been determined, and that's just going to be made known at a point in time. This idea of judgment is really big in our minds because we all understand that, don't we? We all understand that our sins deserve to be judged. We all understand that we deserve to be judged, and we all understand that at some point there is going to be a final judgment. That's why we're so afraid to die, as the writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews 9:27, that we are all destined to die once, and then after that comes the judgment. We don't want to face that judgment unless we know the person and work of Jesus Christ. In Christ, our judgment has already been made. We were found guilty. We were found guilty of sin. Our punishment was death. Jesus Christ took it for us. And those of us who are in Christ Jesus, our judgment will simply be eternal life. That's good news, isn't it? And that's news worth shouting about, saying hallelujah. All of those sort of things. All praise, glory, and honor when we go to be with the Lord is going to be given to the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of this world.
Yeah.
And so in Christ, we can be confident of our future. Our future is secure in Him. It's the grace of God that secured it for us. And when we stand before Him, we will get that good judgment of eternal life, and we will be with Him forever. But as far as the angelic community is concerned, their judgment has already been made. And it's kind of interesting. It says we will judge the angels. We will stand with the Lord in judgment of those fallen angels. I think that's a concept that's very difficult for us to understand. Why? Because we think of the angelic community as a higher level of existence or a higher created being. But in reality, we're going to stand in judgment over angels. And Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 6. But they, and listen to this, this is one of these wow things in the New Testament. And Peter talked about it in his letter. This grace of God that we've received in Christ, angels will never know what experiencing the grace of God feels like. They are going to look in and go, wow, those folks got to experience something no other creation got to experience. Only we get to experience the grace of God. And they're going to look on us in awe and wonder that we have been declared to be the children of God. That's incredible news, isn't it? That is the good news of this gospel that we have in Christ Jesus.
Yes, indeed. And we have some time remaining on the clock. 1-800-677-9377. Want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. And Bob, in addition to your appearance there with Kevin at the American Bible Society, we want to let our listeners know that you're going to appear also at Beulah Baptist Church with our good friend and brother Timothy Riles. And that's at 125 West 130th in New York City. 11 o'clock on Sunday, and as I joked with Richard yesterday, that's 11 o'clock until, so we don't know what until will be, but you're going to be there, and we want as many of our friends in the New York City area, Connecticut and New Jersey, to come and be a part of that. Just pack out the auditorium. I think it's going to be a great time with Timothy and all the brothers and sisters there at Beulah Baptist Church, 125 West 130th in New York. Had a question. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bob.
We have a question from Lisa. From Florida. She says, we're told in several scriptures that God is not holding the sins of the world against us. He has reconciled us and desires us to be reconciled back to Him. With regard to that truth, the scripture in 1 Timothy 4:6 is somewhat confusing, she says. And the scripture says the Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. And Lisa goes on to say, this is the NIV. Several other translations use the phrase, God will avenge. Either way, it seems to talk about punishment. Did Jesus not take all punishment for all the sins of the world, Gentile and Jew alike? How is there any punishment left for you and me? Can you elaborate? That's from Lisa in Florida.
That's a great question, and that word is actually avenger. And what it's saying is that God is the avenger of such things, that we can trust him to make all things right in this world. A lot of times we want to seek revenge. Have any of you guys out here in the audience ever wanted to seek revenge on somebody that wronged you? Well, there's all kinds of passages in the scripture that encourage us to leave that into God's hands. He's going to make all things right. And so we can entrust ourselves to him knowing that that's true. There's a wonderful passage, I believe it's in 2 Thessalonians, where Paul really addresses this, where he talks about what's going to happen to those who stand in rebellion to God, who have never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, who have never put their full weight of trust in him. And it says that they will be given over to eternal punishment. That's their just reward for rebelling against God. And that's going to happen at a point in time. So what that means is that we don't have to try to self-avenge or to seek revenge on those who have wronged us. We can actually extend forgiveness. We can actually offer out to them the word of life in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing to talk about in our day-to-day lives. And to realize that God does have this whole thing under control, and we can really trust him knowing that his plan is going to be carried out. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Our special guest today is Kevin McCullough. We just have a couple of minutes.
About two and a half left, Bob.
Kevin, how can folks get in touch with you and learn more about what you're doing?
We're always loving to engage the conversation on any level, so I'm kind of all over the place. My website is called TheBingeThinker.com, and the word binge and the word thinker, they go together. It's the best kind of binging you can do. There's a lot of bad binging. We want to binge on the thinking side. TheBingeThinker.com, Facebook.com/KMC01, or on Twitter at KMC Radio.
I hope folks will get in touch with you. I love what you're doing, and thank you.
And welcome to the Big Apple. It's a great, you're here at the perfect time of year.
Well, we have been welcomed. The red carpet has been rolled out. We've just had a great time thus far.
You're at Beulah Baptist on Sunday at 11 a.m.?
Yes.
Until
whenever.
And, yeah. And because it's New York, if you want to preach for 4 hours, you feel free to do that. We give you permission
okay.
to do that here.
We'll
yeah.
do it. We'll do it indeed. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Bob, I'll just turn it over to you, my friend.
Very good. Well, we appreciate so much the fact that Kevin has joined us today, and we'll look forward to doing it again in the future if he is available. Kevin, thanks a lot, my friend. And we want to remind you that, ministries need to be supported, and ours is no exception. We, of course, day by day and week by week, bring to the airwaves the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that's worthy of your support, friends. If this ministry has made a difference in your life, why, we would appreciate your fellowship, your partnership with us. If you're looking for true, authentic relationships with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're longing to experience true, genuine freedom, and if you're really ready to take off the religious masks and step fully into who you are as a child of God, then you are ready for The Cure. Written by John Lynch and his team at True Faced Ministries, a copy of The Cure can be yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. Let us say thank you with a complimentary copy of The Cure and allow God's cure to free you to walk in the fullness of love and grace. To make your gift and request your copy, visit basicgospel.net, that's basicgospel.net, or contact us by phone at 1-800-727-2828, again, 1-800-727-2828. Our operator is available at up until the end of office hours, Central Time, to address your question and receive your order and to take your gift, and we encourage you to use that phone, friends. Also, there are many resources available to you in our online store at Basic Gospel, and you can access them when you visit store.basicgospel.net. Take advantage of that. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, for Kevin McCullough and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.